March for Life on National Mall continues as planned despite DC vax/test rules. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 10, 2022. The March for Life annual rally and march on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., is expected to proceed as planned on Friday, January 21, despite the capital city's vaccine and coronavirus testing requirements. The March for Life organization announced in a press release the 49th annual peaceful protest against the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, in which the court created a right to abortion, will only have some modifications for indoor events due to the District of Columbia's new rules. The pro-life organization provided further details. While the March for Life itself is not affected, our indoor events will have a few modifications due to the District of Columbia's current COVID regulations. The Renaissance DC Downtown Hotel will require participants in the Rose Dinner, 121, and Capitol Hill 101, 120, ages 12 and older to provide either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 24 hours of the event, accompanied by either an oral or written religious exemption or a written medical exemption. The two Capitol Hill 101 sessions will be consolidated into one session that will take place at 11 a.m. The March for Life Expo will be canceled with plans to resume in 2023. However, the March for Life organization notes the Renaissance DC Downtown Hotel is still available for overnight guest accommodations regardless of vaccination status. Regarding the district's vaccination requirement, March for Life emphasized those 12 years and older must provide proof of identification and proof of receiving one COVID shot by January 15. The pro-life organization continued in its FAQ section that refers to DC's recent vaccine mandate. Acceptable forms of proof of vaccination include a CDC-issued vaccination card, original, photocopy or digital copy, record of immunization from a healthcare provider or public health authority, or a COVID-19 verification app, including VaxYes, Clear, Excelsior, MyIR. According to the organization, a religious exemption may be stated verbally or provided in writing and must be accompanied by a negative COVID test in the last 24 hours. Approved COVID tests are PCR, antigen, and other tests available at drugstores, the group stated. Pictures of negative tests and emails of confirmed negative results are acceptable, March for Life explained. Due to high demand, we recommend purchasing a test soon and bringing it from home as tests may not be readily available in Washington, D.C. The organization stated masks are required when not eating or drinking. The annual March for Life event on the National Mall took place virtually in 2021, with the organization citing the protection of all those who participate in the annual march, as well as the many law enforcement personnel and others who work tirelessly each year to ensure a safe and peaceful event.